if you could operate in any model, whether it's all on-premise or all in public cloud and so on, what would be the ideal? Hybrid cloud.
The Journey to Cloud with Nutanix CIO Wendy Pfeiffer.
If I have purpose-built something for public cloud, I cannot physically walk up to a server and restart it or add a hard drive or install software directly on that server. Everything I do has to be done remotely and has to be done via software. And then there's this notion in public cloud that there is unlimited resource. I don't have to go install 5 more servers in the rack next to the current rack in order to get access to resources. I can just ask for additional capacity via software, and that capacity will magically quickly be available to me.
Step 3.
Our operating system and our hypervisor were not developed in order to sell more of a particular vendor's hardware or to cause people to consume more of a particular vendor's public cloud. We are the only operating system and hypervisor that were purpose-built to create a hybrid cloud everywhere across all of those substrates. We're truly unique in that way. And so this puts tremendous power in the hands of IT. What this allows me to do is to create infrastructure that runs the same way, whether it's physical infrastructure on-premise in one of my many data centers, or whether it's cloud infrastructure in someone's public cloud. Ultimately, as well, I get huge efficiencies of scale or huge economies of scale in my people. So I run my servers the same way, whether I run them on Dell or HP or Lenovo hardware, or whether I run them in AWS or GCP. My automation works in all of those environments. My applications work in all of those environments. And my storage engineers and network engineers operate the same way in all of those environments. That's an absolute game changer. And so I went from having specialized people for all of these different modes and environments and hardware and infrastructure to having a team of people who are specialized in running hybrid cloud. And quite literally, I have 6 human beings who run all of the infrastructure across 6 data centers, large-scale global data centers, and delivering services to 125 Nutanix locations. AOS and AHV, unlike the last decade's products, they were purpose-built for scale-out cloud. This operating system was purpose-built with the notion that I may never be able to be hands-on with hardware. I may be running some of these workloads on-premise, but I may be running some of these workloads in public cloud. So I need to run the workload the same way, whether I'm running it on-premise or in public cloud, which means everything about accessing system resources and assigning system resources has to be done via code, has to be done via software. However, it's operating inside of a rich IT ecosystem. And so because of that, it has to be very dynamic and accessible to IT folks who might want to have very granular controls over how they manage their use of infrastructure. So the operating system was built in advance with the notion that we may never be able to be hands-on with these resources, and we may have very unpredictable scale and unpredictable requirements. All of those things have to be handled at an operating system level, and as many of those things as possible should be available both autonomously and with the kinds of granular controls that IT requires. This is truly the first operating system that was built on purpose with that in mind.
Wendy Pfeiffer is the Chief Information Officer of Nutanix. This podcast series of 10 Steps to Cloud comes from her ebook, Charting the Course to Cloud. This is the Tech Barometer podcast from The Forecast. Listen to other podcasts in this series with Wendy Pfeiffer at The Forecast by Nutanix.com.